This weekend, people who enjoy some homegrown food will float a touch of nature for their annual Maple Syrup Festival and Pancake Breakfast. The family-friendly event starts at 9 a.m., February 24th and February the 25th. Touch of Nature director J.D. Tanner says work for this festival actually began weeks ago. And he adds that this event proves that winter is not a slow time for the staff at Touch of Nature.
People think when the wintertime rolls around, you can't get out and do things. But that's not the case. We start tapping trees here in January. And when I say tapping trees, we're extracting sap from the trees to start to produce maple syrup.
The festival is also a celebration of locally grown food as well. You do serve pancakes with the syrup that you have tapped here, correct?
Yeah, so one of our staff members has his own special recipe for pancakes. So the pancakes are homemade. The sausage that we serve is local. And then the syrup that we serve is produced here on site. So it's a lot of homegrown food, and when maple syrup season comes around, we get pretty excited. We know we're going to be tired at the end of the season, but we're excited to start producing. And then when that festival time comes rolling around, we get our kitchen clothes on and go at it.
Steve Garapi, Environmental Education Program Coordinator at Touch of Nature, says skills from the pioneer days will also be on display.
Last few years, I have a number of forestry students who've worked for us, and they have brought the forestry club in, and they do lumberjack skills, which is a big hit with the public. So they're out there throwing axes and chopping and sawing, and the public loves that. The art department has been sending graduate blacksmiths over, and those guys are great. They stand and hammer iron all day. The public loves that. It's one of the things I remember from going to like Fort Massac when for the rendezvous and things. And I just think it's a great outreach for us to be able to do an event like that for the public, where young people, this might be the first place they see SIU. This may be their first early memory of having fun at an event like this, and could keep them engaged and eventually want to become Salukis. So we love it as an outreach to bring other units here and help us. And then our facilitators will facilitate the information on maple syrup production. The boilers will be running. You'll be able to come over and see us evaporating on site. And boy, we've had Southern Illinois rope makers come, lots of vendors. I mean, we really have been having a good time with it for the last few years.
But of course, probably what really draws the people is seeing what goes on in turning the raw sap to maple syrup.
There's quite an elaborate process to that.
That's Patrick Jones, Marketing Coordinator at Touch of Nature.
Roughly for every 10 pounds of sap, you get about approximately 1 pound of syrup, because they're just boiling it away. And what we do is we take the final product, the maple syrup, and we put it on our pancakes for the pancake breakfast. Pancake breakfast is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday.
And recently there were a lot of people eager for pancakes and Southern Illinois grown maple syrup.
I think the last couple of years we've served, I would say, an estimate of 900 pancake breakfasts over the space of both days, which is incredible.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.